Hi there, this is Carlo Merrick from Heart of the Father, and I want to welcome you to the weekly prayer broadcast. So today I want to just talk to you about honor and glory. You know, here in John 5, verse 41 to 44, Jesus talks to the Pharisees and kind of helps them right out of their religious idea of keeping up appearances in order to receive honor and glory from the people. And he says here in verse 41, going on to 44, I do not receive honor from men, but I know you, that you do not have the love of God in you. I have come in my Father's name, and you do not receive me. If another comes in his own name, him you will receive. How can you believe who receive honor from one another and do not seek the honor that comes from the only God? And this is so amazing because, you know, these guys were wanting people to see them, people to acknowledge them, people to affirm them, and then they would have authority. That's why people were so amazed when Jesus spoke and said, what authority he speaks, not like the others, you know, not like the other religious leaders, because he spoke as if he had the authority and the power to make the things happen. Whereas the Pharisees had to rely on the people to be able to do things. And this is the difference. You and I can walk in a level of honor that only God gives. Wouldn't that be amazing? See, that kills, that puts away all the self-effort and trying and wanting to please the people around us, but instead gives us honor from the Lord so that we have another resource and give that honor to others. Because see, it's not in receiving honor from people, it's in giving the honor that the Lord has given and then giving it to others, because they need to experience what honor looks like. And this is something that has been really missing in the church and many believers, is because we've been seeking honor from one another. We want to be recognized. We want to be seen. We want to be mentioned. We want to stand out in the crowd instead of standing in front of the King and letting him see us. You know how we receive honor from him is with the very basics. Be loved by him. This is as he says, but you, I know that you do not have the love of God in you. See, when you receive the love of God for yourself unconditionally, completely, it changes the way you see. Your perspective changes to where people don't need to behave a certain way, to deserve a certain treatment, to deserve this honor that you carry. See, when you can see them clear according to God's heart, that same heart that said, I so love the world, I want to give my son so that they might be saved if they believe. That same heart becomes the way you see. And then you can live in a place of honor. Otherwise, you'll always cut people short, see their failures, and judge them and condemn them because of it, and expect the worst. That is not the way of Christ. We are to seek the honor of the Lord, his glory. Even in John chapter 17, verse 22, I could read this for you as well. And he says, and the glory which you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one just as we are one. And this is why we're one. When we seek the glory of the Lord, we become one. It's not because we agree on everything. See, there has to be a level of honor before we can really be one. It's not being exactly the same. It's being of one mind, meaning we are aware and after the one. And that's the Christ. He makes us one. And he makes us, even in our diversity, fight for one goal and love. Because of one reason. And this is what it's about. So even the glory you and I carry, is not our own. It is the glory, and it's a great glory. It's the same glory that Jesus had with the Father from the beginning. He says he has given that glory to you and me. So what an honor, what a glory you carry. There's no reason to seek it anywhere else, to seek it from your pastor, to seek it from your friends. You do not need their acknowledgement. You need to receive and bow your head in front of the King and say, thank you for this honor. Thank you for this glory you have laid on me and put inside of me. And have a thankful heart that sees and accepts with love. And you will start walking in a greater honor and freedom, because this is what it's about for God. And this is what the people in his time did not have, and they missed him. He was there in the flesh. And as he says here in John 5, you know, he comes in the name of the Father, and they do not receive him. But when they hear another name of a person they know, someone else coming with some lower agenda that is fleshly, that is selfish, that they would receive. But now he comes in the name of the Father, and he is not there to play by the rules of selfishness, of people-pleasing, but in truly recognizing honor and calling those around him to that very same standard of himself. Isn't that amazing? And he calls you and me to his standard. And that doesn't mean you have a list of do's and don'ts. It means to the finished work of Christ you are called to, where you have died and you are now made alive, brand new. You have another way of thinking, another way of responding, and another source of love, of honor, and of glory in this life. So I just want to bless you with that and just pray it over you. So thank you, God. Thank you, God, for your glory. Thank you, Jesus. Your word says that it is Christ in us, the hope of glory. And I thank you, God, that you will show up in our life wherever we go, whatever we do, when we realize your glory is in us. And God, I thank you that you have put your honor inside of us, God, that we would not seek the affirmation and the acknowledgement with people, but we'd receive the honor from you. And you've said you've made us in your image. And so we will see your image when we look at ourselves. And we'll know it is not a way to recognize self, but a way to recognize God, because it is your image, Lord. So thank you, Lord. Therefore, we are never alone. And we carry all that we need, all the potential to succeed and overcome, since you've overcome the world. And this is our faith. And I thank you, God, that today we receive by your love, God. Lord, let any form of people-pleasing fall off of shoulders right now. Let every false idea of not being enough, not being worthy, fall off of people right now, God. Let them know they are completely loved and they can receive the honor of the Creator of the universe. They are worth the price of your Son, for you so loved that you have thought they were worth. So thank you, God, for your freedom, freedom to be and to then give honor that we have already received. In Jesus' name, amen. Bless you guys. Thank you guys for listening in, praying with, giving financially. We bless you guys. It is an amazing time to be alive. This is the time we have received an opportunity more than ever to show our faith. Times are challenging. Therefore, we could step up and practice our faith more boldly. So it is an amazing time, and we should fully utilize every moment we get, because he is good, and the world needs your light that you carry, for he will not fail, and he will save, and he will heal, because he's faithful. So bless you guys, and until next time.